All right. 1:40 a.m. on July 7th, 2021. Wednesday. And this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly, NBA Finals Edition for Game 1. All right, so that was the first half of that game was just awesome. Back and forth, up and down. Teams were adjusting and then readjusting, and it looked like we were in for a war. But in the second half, the whatever adjustments the Suns made in the locker room, the Bucks also made an adjustment then, but then they never made another adjustment the rest of the game. Well, that's not true. They didn't in the fourth quarter. So, but they let themselves get down a good 20 points before they try anything different on defense. So that was a very... I'm not going to blame the coach for that. That was just a very what is going on moment. Probably would have been nice for Chris Middleton to join the scoring before or to start playing well before the fourth quarter. Maybe. I think he started playing well halfway through the third. Well, when the Bucks were already... And the Bucks were already in dire straits when Middleton started playing well. But at least he was playing well. Nobody else on the Bucks was playing all that well. You could understand why Giannis wasn't playing that well. I mean, maybe he shouldn't have been out there, but he was still doing amazing feats of athleticism. He was about half a step slow, though, compared to what he normally is. And that ended up making quite a lot of difference because you could tell he didn't quite trust his body. And I don't blame him. That's like a really scary injury. I'm really surprised he's out there. I think it was Zach Lowe who I heard say, you know, players, they kind of start to realize that when you get there, you only have one chance. So you only know for sure you're getting one chance. So they're going to take that risk. And that's why he took that risk. And he never looked, I only saw him like maybe limping a little bit once after that chase down block, which for a guy who looked like he was going to miss a year a week ago, for him to run across the court and just reject that shot, pretty amazing. But yeah, I've talked a lot about the Bucks, but the Suns played great. Great defense, great offense. Had a pretty cold, little bit of a cold front at the start of fourth, but they adjusted, they started scoring again, and they put the game to bed, and that was pretty much it. The Suns, at least for one game, it looks like they made the much better adjustments, and that's what mattered tonight. It also looks like the Suns just have like 48 minutes of good play, which is it's hard to compete with that, you know. The Bucks have some, you know, they're still missing some guys. Like Dario went down for the Suns in early in the second, but Ayton is a guy you can get 40 minutes out of Ayton, you can get 45 minutes out of Ayton. He's an Iron Man as far as that goes. So like, yeah, it sucks to lose him, but I think both the, you know, in the Lakers series, they were pretty, while AD was healthy, they were pretty dedicated to, you know, making sure that Ayton was out there every minute that AD was. And today they were just dedicated to making sure Ayton was out there every minute because Ayton was, you know, he just dominated Brook Lopez on the boards. And that's not a small feat. Brook Lopez is like, he's not a great rebounder. In fact, he's like statistically one of the worst rebounders for his position. But if you pay attention to what Brook Lopez does, is he's really good at stopping his man from getting rebounds. He's very good at boxing out. And that's why Brook Lopez teams always rebound well, even though Brook Lopez is not a good rebounder. Because he boxes out so well. he always creates rebounds for his team, but he could not do that today for Ayton because Ayton did not want to be boxed out. Booker also had a very solid game, and as much as I would love to say otherwise, Chris Paul had a very solid game as well. Definitely, you could definitely tell that he was nervous at the beginning, but he kind of got into the game and kept the pace up. Didn't grind the game to the halt today like he did earlier in the playoffs. Kept the pace up. He even said in a post game interview that campaign was telling him you gotta keep the pace up, and he did it in this game. And the Suns, like, they knew they had a depth advantage over the Bucks, so they ran him out of the gym pretty much, and it worked. And the Suns are the winners of Game One. Back to the drawing board for the Bucks. You almost kind of wonder if maybe they should let Giannis sit that Game Two out, and that way, you know, because give him 5 days of rest until Game Three when it's back in their building where they've been excellent. So I don't know. I guess we'll see in 2 days. All right, no need to drag these episodes out. You know what it is. You know the NBA final episodes. Short and sweet. This is longer than they usually are. I will talk to you after Game Two. All right, bye. Cross the street from your storefront cemetery. Yeah.